Railjack Ruffians podcast. Please like, subscribe, and do all that good stuff. And remember, Tenno, a breath a day keeps the they heck away.
Devs over at DE sure do know how to make a good game, don't they? And that's actually what we're going to be talking about here on episode 3 of the Railjack Ruffians, Warframe, because it's a good game. You should play. You know, if anyone here is new to Warframe or has not played Warframe before, y'all should just start playing Warframe. It's honestly a really good game, and it's fun to play, and it is worth the time investment that it takes to get into it and start understanding. Although, they have made several improvements to the new game experience, a couple of which came with the most recent update, the Lotus Eaters. Alright, a little bit of housekeeping for today's episode. Last episode, I was mentioning how Excalibur's ability Slash Dash is a quote-unquote pseudo-exalted weapon. Pseudo-exalteds get extra damage based on your melee combo counter, but I didn't know how much it was. It's actually 25% per combo, and it goes up to 3¾ times damage. So, big combo, big damage. I was also wondering if there was a cap on Furious Javelin. I checked the wiki and I didn't see anything about there being a cap for that augment, so that's good. Also, I wasn't sure if Volt was obtained through the Tenno Lab or not. It is obtained through the Tenno Lab, so you can get that there, which makes it easier to get. And also, as far as mods that you can't put on Excalibur's Exalted Blade, you can't put Rivens on there. Rivens do not generate for that blade. You can also not put weapon augments, weapon-specific mods, melee combo counter mods, acolyte mods, or amalgam mods on his Exalted Blade. So, just be aware of that. Okay, so, we're going to be reading a couple comments that we actually got. Who would have thunk that we actually had people listening?
Yeah, we weren't expecting that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't. I thought we'd have, like, 3 or 4 people, but we actually have over 100 views across all the different platforms, which is insane. Like, thank you. That's awesome.
Where's the most of them from?
It's pretty much a dead even split between Spotify and YouTube. Spotify is more, but YouTube is a lot.
But if you think about it, YouTube, if you watch more than once, it also counts.
True. That could be it, but still. Anyway, speaking of YouTube, this is a comment on episode 0. Brim WPBS says, both Railjack and Arcwing have a lot of wasted potential currently, not to mention both are outdated to the current systems in-game. With Sephiroth Prime coming this August, I'd love to see a large rework for both. I agree. I'm ready for a rework. It's long overdue. I know it's probably not going to happen for 1999, but they haven't said it's not going to happen, so I'm still gonna hold my breath.
There's also that unannounced update we could...
Yeah, I highly doubt it's coming there.
I doubt that too, but like, there's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
We don't know much about it.
Yeah, for sure. And then we have 2 comments on episode 1 over on Spotify. Tangible Power on Spotify says, I'm just glad someone's making current content on podcast for Warframe. Everybody quit a couple years ago. I'm a semi-new / casual player to Warframe. I've only been playing for about 8 months, so I'd love to hear the current talk about the game. Thank you. Then Mr. Glasses, but it's spelled MR Glasses, so I like to think it's actually Mastery Rank Glasses.
Or MR Glasses.
Mastery Rank Glasses says, great episode. It's good to see someone take up the mantle after Cephalon Squared ended. Keep it up. Not sure if you listened to episode 0, but Cephalon Squared was the main inspiration for this podcast to start in the first place. I remember I was at a job site at my job. This isn't my main source of income, thankfully. But I was at work, and I was listening to my Cephalon Squared, and then I realized, oh, there's no more episodes after this. How am I going to listen to Warframe Podcast when there's no Warframe Podcast left? Guess I'll just have to make my own. So I did. And here we are.
I checked. Didn't they stop after DeViri?
Yes, DeViri was their last episode.
Such a weird place to stop.
Well, they had stopped a year or two beforehand, and they weren't planning on coming back. But then they came back, did one more episode, just because DeViri had just dropped.
And they also didn't did they ever explain why they stopped completely?
I think they did. I think it was just they were doing a lot of stuff, and they both had day jobs, and it was just kind of getting in the way of their life. And then one more comment. Jesse on Spotify says, "This is a totally unbiased comment. I have never listened to a more wonderful podcast. Jesse sounds like he's a super smart and rich and good-looking person." And then some other random guy, Awesome10100, says, "Jacob is my favorite person on this podcast. He's super funny, too." So I'm sure those are unbiased. So that's our comments. So send us more comments. We love seeing comments. Even if they're negative, we want to see those too. Also, if you have a message or anything that you want to send to us here on the podcast, obviously you can leave a comment, but we also have an email account. It's railjackruffians@gmail.com. If you got any comments or concerns about how terrible it is or whatever, just let us know and we'll see it there. So, what are we talking about today? Today, we're going to go back in time to 1999. No, not actually. We're going back in time
to the future.
2013, which is not the future.
Wow, 11 years ago.
Yep, back before Harambe died and everything went bad.
Right after YouTube was taken over by Minecraft.
Yeah, poor YouTube.
Hey, I like Minecraft.
We're here to rescue YouTube from Minecraft by putting a super high quality, well thought out, well funded podcast.
It's not
on
Minecraft
there
anymore. It's just talk shows and music
and us.
Videos.
It's us. We're going to take...
We're saving it from music videos and talk shows.
We're going to take YouTube by storm, maybe. So, we got, a good portion of the crew here today. 3 out of 4. I feel like statistically 3 out of 4 is pretty good.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. So, of course, is me, is your boy, Jesse, coming at you from... Well, we'll get into where we're from later. But that's me. Straight in front of me, we have this guy...
Hello.
Stardust, say
things.
Say if you're happy and you know it.
Clap your hands.
No, I didn't. No. I said say if
Who
you're happy
you
and
have
if
hands?
You know it.
I thought there were weapons.
Guns for hands.
Can neither confirm nor
deny. Are hands.
Eduardo. Yes, that's a very subtle hint that Stardust's actual name is Edward.
It's not, no less.
You'll have to decode it. It's super secret. Shh, don't tell anyone.
Cut that. I don't like that at all.
And to me right. To me right. We got Jacob. Good Jacob, though. Specifically.
Mr. Krabs.
Eh.
This is what happens when we're only running on 3 cylinders.
Yeah, we're having a little some backfiring here.
What happened to the person?
Hold your horses.
You took that right at Albuquerque.
Hold your cates. All right, hold your horses. We're gonna get into
that. Yeah, I can't Route 66.
So I'm sure maybe two of you have noticed, not you two, random subscribers.
Who says they're subscribed?
That's a good point. Hey, you, Dave, I know you're listening. And Zach, you too. Y'all both need to subscribe.
Or else.
Well, Zach is already subscribed. Zach, you need to follow us on Spotify. And Dave, you need to subscribe on YouTube.
We will find you.
I already know where he is.
We've already been all over this country.
I've been everywhere, man. I think that there's a song about that or something.
We can't sing.
Oh, right. Well, we can sing 2 seconds of a song before they're on to us. Before
Who's
we get
they?
DMC. The FBI.
The space cops?
As long as we don't hear a knock on the door, we're fine. You did bolt the hotel door,
Boys,
right?
We got him.
Well, funny you should mention that, Stardust. So, Oh, you know what you did.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, let me remind you what happened, Stardust. So as I'm sure our multiple subscribers slash followers or whatever have noticed, the last episode was just a smidgen late, like a week. You see, what happened was we were in Key West, Florida, because, you know, we were on vacation and Stardust took us there because, you know, I don't know. Why did you take us there?
Business.
Okay.
Business or business?
President business. So we were in Key West and, you know, we figured, you know, while in Rome and all that, we decided we'd go to the beach.
Never been to Rome, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. So we decided we'd go to the beach. Well, as we recorded the podcast the night before, and then the next morning, we were walking out of the hotel. Of course, we got the cheapest hotel we possibly could because, you know, cash is tight. This motel was so old, it didn't actually have key cards. It's like physical deadbolt locks. So we left the hotel. We went to the beach. We had a fun day, whatever. We came back to the hotel room, and we were looking around, and we noticed the thumb drive that had the audio was missing. It was gone. And so we were like, oh no, we've been robbed. So we went to the front desk. We talked to the person at the front desk, said, hey, someone's stolen something out of our room. Can we see the security cameras? And he was like, oh yeah, sure. So he shows us and we look, and none other than Bad Jacob walked straight into the hotel. He went to the door, turned the handle, and just walked straight in. It wasn't locked. And I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but I'm going to point my finger at you, Stardust, because you did not lock that door. You were the last one out. You had the key, and you didn't lock the door. So it's your fault that all the audio got stolen.
Hold on. I did put some security measures. I leaned a pillow against the door.
Well, you should have picked a bigger pillow, buddy.
Or a chair.
Because we lost all of the podcast audio. Now, good Jacob said, man, this sucks, but, you know, I know how to track this guy down. He's my brother. So we have been following good Jacob halfway across the country until literally like half an hour ago. We got here to the city of
Earth, Texas. It's a real place.
It is a real place. We know because we're here right now. So good Jacob took us down like this dark alley where we found Bad Jacob. There he was. He was sitting next to a garbage can because, I don't know, he's weird. But we went up to him and said, hey, can you just give us the podcast audio back? And he was like, yeah, if you give me some milk. And I was like, fine, whatever. There's a Dollar General over there. So I ran over, got some milk, gave it to him. He was like, deal. And he gave us the podcast audio and ran off. So we immediately came back to the hotel because it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and sat down, set up our equipment, uploaded the last podcast, and here we are recording the next one. So, have any of y'all seen Mitchell recently?
No.
I know when the last time we saw him was.
When was that?
Key West, Florida.
Hmm.
And, poor Mitchell got left behind. I mean, it's not like we need him. I mean, we got the audio back. That's all that's important.
It's so lonely, though.
Yeah. We'll find him eventually. He'll probably find us, honestly. He's resourceful. He'll make his way back.
Come in riding in a giant iguana.
Yeah. So while we're waiting on him to make it from Key West, Florida, all the way over to here in Earth, Texas, why don't we just record a podcast episode?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Yep.
So let's talk about something way back in time. We're going to be talking about the pre-alpha of Warframe.
Ah, so like 11, 12 years ago.
Yes. This was like a long time ago. I can't remember when the pre-alpha came out, but the open beta actually started in March 18th, 2013. And things were just a smidgen different back then.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. One of the small, unimportant things that has changed since then is back then we had stamina. Stamina for running, jumping, wall running, even melee attacks cost stamina.
My favorite way to attack?
Yes, your favorite way to attack.
That sounds like pure pain. Please tell me that shooting your weapon did not cost stamina.
No, shooting your weapon did not cost stamina.
Can you imagine if shooting your weapon costs stamina? You can only shoot 5 bullets until you get tired.
That make no sense.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. But no, it was stamina systems, and different warframes had different... Actually, no, I'm not sure about that. I think they may have all had the same amount of stamina, but you could put mods on your warframe to make certain actions cost less stamina. Like, there was a mod back then called Acrobat. I think we still have a mod called Acrobat, but back then, it made wall running cost 60% less stamina, and it took 9 capacity, so that was big. Like, can you imagine trying to have stamina? Like, trying to work through stamina with the movement we have.
Yeah.
It would be so painful.
Halfway through a bullet jump, it's like, oh, you're out of stamina.
Yeah. So people found ways of making it not so bad. For example, there was a method called coptering. I can't remember which one it was, but they would pick a specific melee, and it had this spinning move, and there was some certain technique that you could use to use that spinning attack, and it would launch you forward, very similar to a bullet jump. So Warframe, their Digital Extremes, saw that, and they were like, oh, they hate our movement system, so they have to use this weird tech in order to just move well. Where, you know, some developers would say, oh, that's a bug, patch it out. Digital Extremes said, oh, that's a bug, but obviously the players really like it and they want the movement to be better. Let's just get rid of stamina and give the players what they want. And that's how bullet jump came to be. It actually was a bug that got made to be a feature in the game.
I always love it when that happens, when bugs turn into bugs, glitches, or like, I say exploit in the sense of like a little trick that players learn how to do, not like a security exploit or like a gimmick.
Or glitches they just leave in just because people like it so much.
Or, like, sometimes I'll see glitches that developers won't just leave in. They'll, like, actually develop it into more of a mechanic. Small rabbit trail, and I'll make it quick and short. That just reminded me. Do you guys ever miss, like, kind of, like, the video game worlds of, like, myths and legends? Kind of like how in real world people, like, chase after Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Or finding it is something I found on my own.
Yeah, but like in Sea of Thieves, it was like the Shadow Maw. Shrouded Ghost, yeah, sorry.
Which I don't want to brag, but I saw the Shadow, the Shrouded Ghost before they had the quest where everyone got to see it. I have the achievement. It's real. Don't let Captain Falcor and all them lie to you. It is real. And I may have received a small payment from Rare to tell you that, but it is real.
GTA Bigfoot.
Also the like the Herobrine in Minecraft.
Oh my
Minecraft.
Gosh, my
but
favorite.
But like stuff like that where it's like stuff that you legit like you well, okay, the shark was more like the thing.
Okay.
But like
that's a shark.
But like Herobrine was one where it's like you didn't really know if it was real or fake, and you kept seeing these like blurry pictures popping up online. And it was like a legitimate mystery.
I do wonder, like, what do you say? Do you say Herobrine or Herobrine?
I think it's Herobrine.
That's how I've always said it.
I say Herobrine. I've heard Herobrine though.
But do you guys miss kind of like legends and mysteries in games that you weren't certain whether they were real or fake?
Back before the internet was such a big deal for like gaming and, you know, YouTube and all that, you know, you could have mysteries like that. But now,
well, even when the internet like was pretty big, like 2012, I believed about Herobrine. So, like, you could also use it to, like, spread, like, rumors and legends.
So, it's like, to a portion, it could be part of how it got spread. But also now, it's like, there's so many people who can test it, record it, and post it. So, you'd have to be a little more crafty.
That's why we have YouTube. Everybody has a YouTube.
Also, a lot of times, stuff's just clickbait now. So, it's like, it's not even a real rumor. It's just like, hey, guys, look at this cool thing I can do that I edited in and post.
Look at this blurry photo of Herobrine.
It's certainly a different world now with how the internet is, but, you know, I feel like it's kind of gotten to a point where it's too late to go back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Like, if it wasn't a part of the story, the man in the wall would be an excellent example of that. Because the man in the wall, he's like, he's there 1 second, you turn around, he's gone.
Could you imagine Warframe rumors?
Could you imagine if you didn't have an introduction to the man in the wall and he just, like, appeared and he just, like, they didn't name him. They didn't, like, give him a name or anything. They just let the community name him and he just became, like, a legend.
Oh, my God. Well, I think Herobrine is actually real now because they stopped putting, removed Herobrine in the post.
Oh, I remember that. See, they would add on to it. They would, like, put it in the patch notes.
Enderman was actually based off of Slenderman. Did you know that?
I think I heard that somewhere.
Nosh was a fan of it. That's also why I think there's like a Slenderman photo in that you can do in Minecraft.
You know, the Man of the Wall has been in the game since November 2016.
Wow.
And they're really only now actually like addressing him.
Yeah.
Like 8 years later.
Like giving him a part in the story.
Right. Yeah. It's. I mean, he's been around. The first instance of actually seeing him was back in the War Within quest. That was the first time.
I'll tell you a game that kind of did this to a degree. So I like it when game developers give players mysteries to figure out on their own, not like a quest that guides them along. Like mysteries to explore on their own. For example, there's a game called Elite Dangerous that has like the entire Milky Way mapped out in 3D space. And there are clans and factions of players that all they do, they're like a research clan. And so they search for like remnants and wreckages from the old war and the lore of the game. And they actually legitimately discover stuff because the devs don't just tell you everything. They let the players find it out and like kind of record and write their own records of history.
Yeah, that's world building is certainly a skill that is not present in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Or every movie. I mean, I have to talk about Star Wars really quick. One of the things...
That's his job.
One of the things prequels do that the original trilogy doesn't really do, even though in the end there's a big time gap between when they were made, is world building. It's not just, oh, there's a bunch of sand. The whole planet is like this. There's actually world building in the prequels.
This is kind of along the same lines, but the world building... The Angels of the Zeremin, the tile set that you get to play, has so much passive world building. If you take a minute and stop and look at the walls, there are paintings and like stuff all over the place. And it's very cool if you take a minute. And the environments in Warframe are really something that I don't appreciate as much as I should. Because when you really stop and take your time and look at the tile sets, they are gorgeous most of the time.
I mean, you can tell this when we were watching Mitchell play. We were actually looking at the environment and we were like, I've never seen how beautiful it actually is.
Right, yeah, because you don't have to concentrate on like actually doing the gameplay. You can just see. It's like when you're riding in a car down a road instead of driving in a car.
Now, that all depends on the driver, though.
Well, yeah, when some people are driving, you got to pay attention to the road. But when you're just riding, you can see things like, oh, there's a McDonald's there?
There's a deer!
Yeah. Well, it's like kind of similar to a statement my pastor made. He said, you know, usually when he's gone from church on like some time to rest with his family, and he's got like a guest speaker, you know, he's gone from church, but he's not really gone from church because in his mind, he's still thinking about all the stuff that's running. But whenever it's a day when the whole church can take like an off day or two or three, then he can actually take time to not think about everything.
Matt Pat, when he retired, he said he got to do something that he has not done in a long time. Right after he retired, he went to go play Spider-Man. And for like the first time in years, he loved doing anything, but the first time in years, he actually led like the whole game, like, he like let the world suck him in. Which is a thing that I know a lot of us love when that happens, but like, since we're probably so used to it, we don't really get that anymore.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed a little bit back. I started playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and wow, that game just envelops you in the world. You really do feel like you are this kind of cowboy outlaw sort of person. You really feel like you're on the run. You really feel like you're in the West, and that's just an experience you don't get. It's hard to get that experience when you're just making content about it, like people like Matt Pat, who didn't have the chance to really enjoy the game because they're doing it for work. But now that he's not having to do that, yeah, games would be a lot more fun. What brought us to this conversation?
We were talking about things that find out on your own in games, stuff like that.
Right, yeah, discovery, world building, all that.
We talked about the Man in the Walls.
Yes, the Man in the Wall.
Is it walls or wall?
The Man in the Wall, singular. But it's whispers in the walls.
We were talking about Zerman.
Yep, the tile set on all that. But back to what we were actually talking about for this episode.
Alpha.
Yes, back yonder days. And I guess not all of this is technically from the pre-alpha, but early days of Warframe.
Some of us don't, never, but I think all of us didn't play back then.
Oh, no, we were really new players in the grand scheme of things.
But Jesse did some research, so.
Yeah, I did a little, I watched some Tactical Potato, I watched some Total Biscuit, you know how you do. So, back in ye olden days, Warframes had a slightly different way of leveling up. The way they level, the method of leveling up was the same back then. But current day Warframe, whenever you level up, you have set upgrades. Like, for example, if you go to level 5, you get extra health, or level 10 is more energy max, or whatever it is. I don't know if those are what it is for sure. But back in the old days of Warframe, instead of having predetermined upgrades, they had skill trees for your Warframes. I believe there were 40 different options that you could pick, and you get one option for each time you level up. And you could get energy max, like sprint speed, which again was important back then because you didn't have bullet jumping. You could pick health, armor, whatever your stats are in a skill tree instead of being the set upgrades. How would y'all feel about going back to the skill tree instead of just having the set upgrades that we have now?
I think a skill tree would be neat for Deviri. And I know it's a roguelike, but I don't know.
Skill trees sometimes kind of confuse me. And depending on how big they are, can you like explain what you mean by what we have right now versus skill tree?
So what we have right now, let's say for example, I take my Gara Prime. Let's just say at rank 0, I'm just making up numbers here. The system that we have now, if I had at rank 0 on my Warframe, if I had 300 shields, 300 health, 300 armor, 300 energy max, and then I level up to level 1, that would give me plus 50 health. Now I have 350 health. Well, the next upgrade might give me extra shields, and I'd have 350 shields.
That's the thing. It's hard for me to decide between one thing and the other upgrade.
Yeah. But back in the day, instead of it just saying, okay, you get plus 50 health now, you would get to choose, oh, do I want health? Do I want shields? Do I want armor? And you could kind of spec it however you wanted.
Everything is what I want.
Yes. I don't think they had an everything option.
I know. That's why I don't like skill trees as much.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is if you have to choose one or the other and then lock the other one. That's something that really bugs me. I believe some games do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of annoying. Warframe is a very customizable game. So many things are customizable. Mainly appearance, but you can customize your weapons, your mods, your, appearance, whatever.
You can even, put things on your Warframe, like ephemeras and...
Yeah, the appearance. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but still. It's kind of different. Customize your orbiter, too.
Yes, you can customize your orbiter, you can customize your dojo, you can customize your railjack, you can customize the crew of your railjack, you can customize your dormazone. Yeah, you can customize so much in Warframe.
You can technically customize your abilities.
Yeah, you can customize the abilities. You can customize your helmet's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, that's the helmet?
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, you can name it Bob. I named mine George.
There's always one for Bob.
But yeah, a lot of games don't have the level of customization that Warframe has. So yeah, they had skill trees, and here's another lovely thing that they had. And I just want to say this. I say a lot of good things about Warframe. I'm always saying, oh, Warframe's a great game, Warframe's amazing, and all this, but it is certainly not perfect, and it's certainly not always been perfect. And it
I don't think it's one of the reasons beginner-friendly.
Yeah, and it will continue to not be perfect.
No game is.
Yeah, no game is ever going to be perfect. There are some that are pretty close, but no game's going to be perfect.
Also, depending on which game you think is perfect, that's an opinionated thing.
Yes, but some games try to get better, and Warframe is one of those things. When they see something that's wrong, most of the time, they're going to try to fix it.
Hotfixes are, they're on top of hotfixes.
Oh yeah, they work quick on that. One thing that they have fixed that was definitely not good in the past is revives. Back in the day, okay, so you had each day a set number of revives.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I can't tell you I distinctly remember this, but there's a part of me, for some reason, feels like this built-in learned hesitation to hit the revive button, and I wonder if maybe at the very beginning of my playing was this a thing.
When did you start?
It would have probably been around 2017.
Okay, so they got rid of this in 2015.
Okay.
Do you mean that you could only revive somebody or your own or self-revive? Because self-revive is still a thing.
You could only self-revive a certain amount of times. Your teammates could revive you for free.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's still a thing, though.
Yes.
You have four.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't have to play Platinum.
Yeah, they're free.
Oh, you had to pay for them.
Pay. Okay, so let me explain fully what's going on here. So each day, you would have... Okay, yeah, so you had four revives every day. It would reset at the end of the day. You would get your four back. But once you used your four, you could not revive yourself. A teammate could revive you, but you could not revive yourself without paying Platinum. It costs 6 Platinum to get 2 revives.
That is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard.
Yes.
I mean, yes, I know you want to make money, but dang. That's almost as bad as microtransactions.
Yeah, they took their sweet time fixing it because this was instituted, I believe, in the original version of the game. They took their sweet time fixing it. It was there at the start of the game and back in late 2012 when the closed beta opened and stayed around till 2015. Actually, almost 2016, because it was the 3rd of December, 2015. They took their sweet time fixing it, but they did eventually fix it.
And now they've replaced it with being able to buy resources.
Oh, I'm sure... Well, I'm not sure when that got added. Yeah, nowadays it does cost affinity, but that's not a big deal. You can get affinity for no problem.
Especially affinity boosters that also would make it easier to get back what you lost.
Yeah. And, of course, back in the day, they didn't have the, 55 Warframes that we have now?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of Warframes. I may have that number wrong, but it's close to 55.
I'm watching a video, and it's, a few years old. Almost 50 Warframes. I was like, and now we have how many? How many do we have now?
Like 55.
And still more to come.
Yeah, 2 more this year.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, 2 more, just in the immediate future. But back then, we didn't have 55 Warframes.
How many do you think we're going to end on if we do end?
That's a good question.
See, all right, I thought Warframe was like Minecraft, where it's never going to be finished, you know? But it seems like people are saying it will be finished at some point.
I think it will be.
I thought it would just be like Minecraft, where it's a game that keeps getting updated.
I mean, it's been around for 11 years.
Yeah, but I thought it was just I feel like it was just going to be another Minecraft that gets updated every whatever Minecraft's thing is.
Yeah.
So is it not?
I mean, they haven't said...
They say it's going to be finished eventually soon, and I'm just what do they mean...
You may be thinking about Destiny 2, because they just said that Destiny 2 is going to stop. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to end at some point.
Everything does.
Yeah.
Just like our lives do.
Well, now I'm sad. Mitchell wouldn't have done that. That's why we need Mitchell. He's happy. So back in the day, we had Excalibur, of course. He's the poster child. He was based on Hayden Tenno from the Dark Sector game, also published by Digital Extremes.
Do you want to mention the one that was supposed to be like the sister? Is that would that have been like a...
No, she was not one of the original eight.
Well, wait, well, but I thought all the proto ones were...
That's what I thought, too. I was under that impression, but actually, Eleanor...
You were wrong?
I was wrong. I should have put that in housekeeping. Nyx was not one of the original eight Warframes.
Wait, because what was not one of the Warframes because Nyx was like a prototype at the time? Or like it was in design because originally it was going to be female Excalibur?
Yeah, originally that's how it was going to be. Each Warframe was going to have their own male and female version.
Is it Sister Excalibur? Is it just female Excalibur or Sister Excalibur?
So in 1999... it's his sister.
Yeah.
Originally, it was just female Excalibur.
Okay. Are they still alike, or like how are they different than what they were?
No, they've got totally different abilities.
Okay. Is that the only difference, their abilities, or?
I mean, they look different.
Well, that's it. Every Warframe looks different.
I mean, they look pretty similar.
Even the proto Warframes look different than the regular Warframes.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so there was Excalibur, of course. There were Mag. There was Mag, Volt, Trinity, Ash, Rhino, Ember, and Loki.
So, are those the ones that you fight on trying to complete your storm map?
There's some of them. There's Rhino, more than just Rhino that, though.
I had trouble with Rhino.
Yeah, Saren. Saren was a rough one to do.
For me or you?
I think just generally. You had trouble with it. I'm pretty sure I had trouble with it.
The reason I had trouble with Rhino is because I was just thinking, oh, I just use this Warframe because, of course, you know. But I found out if you just juggle him in the air, it's a lot easier. But, like, it seems like all the original Warframes should have been a choice at the start, even though there's only three in this. Unless back in the day, I don't know, there was, you choose out of the original.
No, I'm pretty sure it was just the Excalibur. Actually, I think, originally it was Excalibur, Volt, and... Oh, sorry. It was... Loki did not replace Volt. Loki was in Mag's place. Originally it was Excalibur, Loki, and Volt.
Would you have preferred that? Because apparently, I think you told me you don't like Mag.
Yeah, Mag's better than Loki. Back in the day...
But he's Thor's brother.
We need Thor Warframe. That's what we need.
Do we have a Lesser Warframe?
Bolt.
Well, that...
Also Gyre. Gyre's electric.
I don't even know that Warframe.
Well, you just unlocked the farm to get her. You have to farm Angels of the Zeremon bounties.
That's going to be fun.
It is fun. It's a cool tile set. Plus, it has one of your favorite mission types, the Void Cascade, where you pick up the little bubbles.
Yeah, I noticed that. Why? Didn't you say you don't like that or something?
It's okay. It's not my favorite.
The thing about me, which is a thing that at least Jesse, I think Dust knows. Mitchell, I don't really know because he doesn't really play. I'm not the biggest fan of grinding. I'm more a fan of the story missions because, like, some people play games just for fun. Some people play games for story. Or you play for both. I'm kind of a both person.
But it has to be, like, a good, fun gameplay. It can't just be, like, a repetitive, like...
Yeah. Yeah, because Jesse knows if we're grinding for stuff. I can really get in the mood for grinding because I actually got... Sevgoth Prime before him.
Yeah.
Randomly, because I really just wanted to play.
Yeah, he locked in and got it before I could.
Google is my best friend.
Yeah. I'm still surprised that you didn't use the Warframe Wiki.
Well, no, I know. I used it. I just used... What's it called when you use multiple... I used multiple things because just to make entirely sure, because Sevgoth Prime was so new... I thought, like, maybe some people could have it wrong and stuff. So I did use the wiki, but for some reason the wiki is, like, harder for me to navigate.
Yeah, I'm not sure I get that. But also, Tangible Power, if you're listening to this episode, and all newer Warframe players, the Warframe Wiki is your friend. If you ever have any questions, it does have the answer. Maybe it's not the best layout on everything, but it does have the answer.
The thing, okay, I figured out what it was. Now that I remember. There's a lot of different things it lists on places to go, and I was trying to find the ones that most people said, and to me, I can never find. You can't search places. You have to, like, for relics. You have to just scroll and hope you find it. I couldn't search. I had to type in the relic, and then I had to just look where I can get it.
We need medieval Warframe.
The sci-fi game. There's always
that. It would be cool, though.
I must say, it would be cool. Because, simple. Just make another Paradox.
I mean, you could do it. Okay. I think, like Stalker, we can only use it in Daviri. Because it's a sci-fi game. Daviri is more like a medieval time, anyway.
Ish. Also, what I have in mind is, like, that Doom medieval game that they're making. Or Doom Dark Ages or whatever.
Doom?
That Doom.
Okay.
That kind of aesthetic, but for Warframe.
Yeah. That would be.
I haven't seen that, so I'm gonna have
a It's bit. Pretty cool. You should check it out.
Like, I'm not a Doom fan, but whoever designed that armor for that new game that they're making looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well done.
God of War Warframe, pretty much. It's medieval, though.
God of Warframe.
That's not medieval. That's Norse.
It's
Norse mythology.
No. It's Greek. And then it's Norse, I believe.
It's partially Norse mythology.
And no, it was Norse. The newest game was Norse.
Exactly.
Before that, it was Greek. Or Roman, depending on
Roman
which.
Roman just robbed the Greek.
What's the one? What's the one with Zeus? Is it Norse or is it
Zeus is
it,
Greek?
Yeah, Greek mythology. Because you know the. Anyway, off topic.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what we were talking about, though.
Exactly, 100%
about
the whole time.
Maybe Greek mythology.
Oh, no, it's not medieval.
God of War is medieval, kind of. It's Roman or Greek.
Medieval. It's got swords and bows and arrows and stuff. It's medieval.
Medieval is like. You're in the 1200s.
You're not the host. You're not the host. He agrees. Host agrees, so overruled.
At that logic, the Bible was medieval.
It kind of was.
No, what? It wasn't. Anyway, continuing on.
They had swords and bows and arrows back then.
They did. The Romans were there, too.
Hey,
in
yeah.
The Morris, see, it is medieval.
Were there any British knights? No. Britain didn't exist.
I mean,
they didn't exist.
Anglo-Saxons.
English was not a language.
Tower of Babel happened. They all spoke different languages. Could be different accents, too.
Is that when they stopped using flavor in all their food? Was at the Tower of Babel?
Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Bagel.
It was. They confused it with bagel. Yeah, they forgot how to speak the language of flavor. And then they all went to Britain.
Also, they
and put beans on toast
and blood sausage.
Yeah, we can say all this because we don't have any British listeners. We have German listeners.
That's why we. That's see,
Guten Tag.
See, we've traveled over the United States. We're not going to Britain.
Yeah, we're not traitors. We're American.
I like how you say that, but the Tenocons in Canada. Aha. The medieval era began after the fall of the Roman Empire.
Don't read anything, you read on the internet.
It's Google, you can't trust Google. Anyway.
Wikipedia.
Anyway.
That's even worse, anybody can edit Wikipedia.
From history.com.
I've been meaning to edit Wikipedia.
Britannica.
I never have.
What specifically?
Warframe. The entry on Paducah, Kentucky. Anyway.
Have you read the Wikipedia article on it?
I've read some of it. So, yeah, that was pretty much it for what we had for this episode. I was surprised, you know, interesting. I was just talking about how awesome Warframe Wiki is, but there was so little information about early Warframe days on Warframe Wiki. I had to go to YouTube, watch old videos and stuff to learn most of what I learned. Like, for example, Captain Vor used to originally look like a regular Grenier guy, but red armor.
Did Cephalon Squared cover old Warframe? Are they that old?
I don't remember them doing that. Not off the top of my head. They may have. It's been a while since I actually listened to their episodes. I should go back and reference our reference.
Still had it. I've been meaning to, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend anyone listening to this podcast, ignore our podcast. Go listen to Cephalon Squared, because they did this.
No, but, way, but come
better.
Back.
Come back now. But yeah, they did this, but better. So I would highly recommend that. Man, if we could get one of them to come on our podcast. If anyone in our audience knows Greg or Lucas, tell them about this podcast and see if they want to join or something. Guest star.
Not join.
Right, yeah.
Get in contact with them, with us.
Yeah, again, our email is railjackruffians@gmail.com. If you've got anything to say,
or interview would be good.
Yeah, an interview, man. If we get super famous before TennoCon next year, and we end up going to TennoCon, we may do like an interview with like Rebecca Ford or something. It's possible.
But I thought we didn't have faces.
Won't rule anything out.
Yeah, I mean, Cephalon Squared interviewed Rebecca Ford.
Yeah, so it's possible.
It's possible.
We'd also hound her about her mispronunciations.
Yeah, like, how dare you say Gauss, creative director
What's
of the game.
What's one of the other ones that bugged me?
I can't remember.
There's, if you watch their live streams, you'll understand exactly what I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, so that should wrap it up for us for this episode. It was a bit of a shorter one, but the next one on the update will probably also be short.
Hopefully Mitchell comes back.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it for me. One thing I would like to say. If you're ever programming, doing coding or something, and you have to, like, scale a number value, always multiply, never divide. If you want it to be a smaller number, then multiply by like a decimal.
Don't divide by zero or your
computer exactly explode. That way you don't divide by zero and your program won't act unpredictably. The reason I'm mentioning this is because last time on the last episode I said I was going to say something smart, so there you go. On the next episode, tune back in to hear me say something stupid. Tune in next episode to hear Stardust say,
"Oh my goodness, look at that giant rock."
It's Atlas. Tune in to the next episode to hear Jacob say,
"Snick."
Snick. That was fine. I just want to, I feel like I should add something else at the
end. Do you want me to say it's just a podcast?
No, we did that last time. I feel like we do that on occasion.
I knew that every once in a while.
Yeah. And